A Lancaster County judge froze Virginia's assault weapons ban Thursday, before it ever took effect, and the NRA filed a second challenge the same day in Washington County. That means the gun law Governor Spanberger signed is now contested in two courtrooms on opposite ends of the state. And whether it exists on its July 1 start date depends on whether the Attorney General can lift the injunction in time. Watch for consolidation or conflicting orders, which would pull the Supreme Court of Virginia in fast. The $207 billion budget is on Spanberger's desk with a June 30 deadline. She's expected to return amendments, possibly on gun safety, at the June 29 reconvene. Separately, the Port of Virginia's Norfolk Channel is now 55 feet deep, the deepest on the East Coast, after a $450 million dredging project completed this week, a direct competitive edge for the 565,000 jobs tied to the port. A few ways to give back close to home this weekend. In the Shenandoah Valley, Ride with Pride NC is looking for therapeutic horsemanship volunteers, meaningful hands-on service with horses and the people who benefit from them. In Roanoke, the local office on aging needs Meals on Wheels drivers to deliver hot weekday lunches to homebound seniors. And in Hampton Roads, Gentiva Hospice is seeking volunteers who knit, crochet, or sew to make items for hospice patients, a quiet, flexible way to give time close to home. For the full briefing, plus events, things to do in your neck of the woods, and ways to give back close to home, visit virginiathisweek.com.